Thank you very much. It's extremely useful for our work here. If there are no further questions to the experts, I would thank them once again. And then open the floor to delegations or to those high contracting parties wishing to speak on the topic. In the spirit of an interactive exchange, I would also like them to react to my report and to take into account the following set of questions, which are already contained in the program of work and circulated before the meeting. I will read them out again. The questions are, what kind of short-term and long-term support do you provide to victims after ERW accidents, either in your country or in another country through cooperation and assistance? What mechanisms are in place for collecting and analyzing data on ERW incidents and their victims? Is there a regulation in place to protect victims' data? How are ERW victims supported in accessing education, employment, and social services? And what psychological support services are made available to them? Which kind of efforts are made to ensure that gender and diversity dimensions are included in your victim assistance programs? How are the perspectives and experiences of ERW victims incorporated into risk education materials and campaigns? What national laws or policies are in place to ensure the rights and support for victims of ERW? What legal support is available to ERW victims for issues such as claims for compensation and protection of their rights? I would also like to encourage high contracting parties to report on a voluntary basis on their readiness to contribute to facilitating the marking and clear facilitating victim assistance. Sorry. I think that's most of the questions are very clear in this regard, and they might guide our discussion. And please, high contracting parties might also feel free to raise other issues that are important on them and that relate to victim assistance in general. The floor is open. And so, okay. I give the floor to Iraq. Madam, you have the floor? No. Where are you?